Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The border wall, border security, the number one issue during this shutdown that the president, Democrats can't agree on. And it seems like tourism officials aren't too happy with the back and forth, especially along that border. We bring in Jim Ryan, who's joining us from the state of Texas. Jim, I would have to imagine that almost no matter what side of the border you're on, it might be tough to draw people there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's getting more and more difficult for tourism officials on both sides of the Rio Grande to attract people, and that's a major problem. I heard you say it's 9 degrees there in Buffalo this morning in Reynosa, Mexico, Tamaulipas state. It's about 60 degrees.
Hey, pretty nice.
Yeah, tourism officials there were in McAllen this week in Texas, trying to urge people to continue to come on down for a purpose of tourism. You have medical tourism that happens there, medical procedures performed there, although that's considered fairly dangerous. There have been some infections caused by people going down there for various surgeries. But at the same time, the Mexican tourism officials are especially trying to lure winter Texans, people who come to South Texas during the winter to escape the frigid 9-degree temperatures of the Northeast, to come down to Mexico. Concerns about gang violence, about drug cartels, and concerns about the political impact of the wall apparently have driven a lot of people away, Brian.
What are the crime stats from that area?
They're generally, on this side of the border, they're pretty good. I mean, McAllen boasts that it's one of the safest cities in the state, one of the safest in the whole country. The other side, Reynosa, has problems but with crime and with violence. Some of the operators of tourism agencies down there, including some of the hospitals where people go for surgeries from this side because they're so much cheaper, run shuttles from the bridge directly to the front door of the hospital. So you're not using public transit and put yourself at risk of violence, you know, by people out there on the street. So they are trying to address that, but in ways not necessarily dealing with the crime itself, but in dealing with the perception that tourists have once they get south of the border, Susan.
All right. Well, Jim, we appreciate the time, and I have to say you had me at 60 degrees. I'm ready to book my flight. Jim, thanks. It's Jim Ryan joining us from the state of Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.